Korean War may have ended 70 years ago, but memories of the victims are still fresh. During the Korean War, which lasted from 1950 to 1953, the Korean people endured unimaginable sufferings and losses. At the beginning of that conflict, 7 young Columban priests opted to stay with their parishioners and not abandon them in their pain and loss. These men paid the ultimate price and joined the countless martyrs of the young Korean church. In the summer of 1950, 3 Columban priests serving in Korea were murdered. By the end of that bloody year, a further 4 Columbans had been martyred for their faith. The first, Father Tony Collier, was killed on June the 27th, just days after the war between North Korea and South Korea started. Originally from Cloggerhead in Colath, Ireland, the 37-year-old was detained and gunned down in the street. With China and the Soviet Union supporting the North and the United Nations, chiefly through the United States, back in the South, the Korean conflict was something of a proxy for the Cold War. Within days of Father Collier's death, a second Columban, Father James Magin, was targeted. He was born in the United States to parents who had emigrated from Ireland. The communists who murdered him wanted him to confess to being an American spy. He was dragged out of his tiny church and beaten mercilessly. His attackers then took him to a prison where he was starved and tortured, and eventually, he was marched along a mountain road and shot dead. There was significance in the fact that Father Magin was killed on July the 4th, US Independence Day. Meanwhile, a few miles away, Father Patrick Riley from Coe Westmeath refused to leave his parishioners and escaped to safety. "No thank you, my place is here," was his response to the threat of death. With the help of loyal parishioners, he survived for a month in the hills before being captured, imprisoned, and shot. At the start of the invasion, a United States Army advisor to the South Korean forces wanted Monsignor Thomas Quinlan and his assistant, Father Francis Canavan, to go to the South with him towards safety. But the Monsignor said he felt it was his duty to stay. He did tell Father Canavan, "You're free to go. You're not responsible for this district. I'll give you my blessing and think as much of you as if he stayed." Instead of leaving and escaping the dangers that awaited him, Father Canavan, however, preferred to stay. Just a week later, while the Monsignor was saying Sunday Mass, the communist soldiers came for him. After shooting up the church, they marched Monsignor Quinlan and Father Canavan along with several hundred other prisoners to Seoul, and then on to an internment camp at Manpo, in the far north of Korea. This became known as the Death March, although they didn't know it at the time. This march was part of the Communist Army's retreat before the advancing units of the United States Infantry. Several hundred prisoners, including soldiers, journalists, missionaries, some old, many sick and all feeble from near starvation, died during the 10-day march. Father Canavan contracted pneumonia on the march and was ill for some time, and although he seemed to recover, he had a relapse and died on December the 6th, 1950. Monsignor Patrick Brennan was born in Chicago, was superior at the Columban Mission in the southwest province of Chola Namdo in the 1940s. The pastor was Father Tom Cusack, and his assistant was Father John O'Brien. On July the 17th, 1950, an official from the US consulate called to warn Monsignor Brennan to leave with his personnel because the United Nations would not be able to defend his mission. Monsignor Brennan said that he was staying, declaring, "It goes with the job." Father Cusack immediately said he too would stay. Why? Well, in a message sent to his mother through fellow Columban Michael O'Connor, Father Cusack had said, "I would not be able to live with myself if I left and Catholics were killed." Now filled with the Holy Spirit, Father O'Brien decided to also stay. Like their fellow Columbans, they all opted to stay with their people and would also pay the ultimate price. On July the 24th, the North Korean forces entered Mokpo, and the 3 priests were arrested and transferred to jail in Gwangju City. On August the 26th, they were ordered to travel to Seoul. However, the convoy was attacked and the 3 Columbans were jailed in Daejeon. A woman who was in a neighboring cell at the time later testified that when they heard a prisoner being interrogated about Catholics in Daejeon, the 3 foreign priests went down on their knees and prayed throughout the night for that prisoner. An American soldier, Alexander Makarunis, who shared the same cell as the Columbans, gave an account of how the priests shed their blankets, lifted the spirits of the other prisoners, and often sang faraway places, the 1948 Bing Crosby hit. Towards the later half of September, the North Koreans had to abandon Daejeon as UN forces advanced. As they fled, they executed all the prisoners, including the priests, and dumped their bodies in a deep well. In 1952, the well was emptied, the bodies cremated, and the remaining ashes and bones were buried in a large grave on a nearby hill.
Under your grace, your mercy amazes me. Under your wings, your shadow covers me. Promise of love, where my heart is safely undone. Speak to me, Lord, your servant is listening. Over the noise, I hear you whispering. My hope has come, but my heart.